Unfortunately, he said, I am here alone. A retreat of sorts. I am about to be divorced.
I'm sorry, Nora said, though she was not.
Come anyway, David said. Nora throws wonderful dinner parties. I'll show you the rest of the series I'm working on. It's all about perception, transformation.
Ah, transformation, Howard said. I'm all for that. I'd love to come to dinner.
David and Howard talked for a few minutes while Paul paced along the waves, cooling down, and then Howard left. A few minutes later, standing in the kitchen slicing cucumbers for lunch, Nora watched him walk far down the beach, there and gone and there again as the curtain caught the breeze. She remembered the dark burn on his shoulders, his penetrating eyes and voice. Water rushed in the pipes as Paul showered, and there was a soft rustling of paper as David arranged his photos in the living room. He'd seemed obsessed over the years, always seeing the world, seeing her, as if from behind the lens of a camera. Their lost daughter still hovered between them. Their lives had shaped themselves around her absence. Nora even wondered at times if that loss was the main thing holding them together. She slid the cucumber slices into a salad bowl and started peeling a carrot. Howard was a pinprick in the distance, then gone. His hands were large, she remembered, the palms and cuticles pale against his tan. Beautiful skin, he'd said, and his eyes hadn't left hers. After lunch, David dozed in the hammock, and Nora lay down on the bed beneath the window. An ocean breeze flowed in. She felt abundantly alive, somehow connected to the sand and the sea by this wind. Howard was just an ordinary person, almost scrawny and beginning to go bald. Yet he was mysteriously compelling, too, conjured perhaps from her own deep loneliness and wishing. She imagined Bree, delighted with her, laughing.
Well, why not, she would say. Really, Nora, why not?
I'm a married woman, Nora replied, shifting to look out the window at the dazzling, shifting sand, eager for her sister to refute her.
Nora, for heaven's sweet sake, you only live once. Why not have some fun?
Nora stood, walking softly on the old, worn boards, and fixed herself a gin and tonic with lime. She sat on the porch swing, lazy in the breeze, watching David dozing, so unknown to her these days. Notes from Paul's guitar floated through the soft air. She imagined him sitting cross-legged on the narrow bed, head bent in concentration over the new Almansa guitar that he loved, a gift from David on his last birthday. It was a beautiful instrument, with an ebony fretboard and rosewood back and sides, brass turners. David tried with Paul. He pushed too hard on sports, it was true, but he also made time to take Paul fishing or hiking in the woods on their endless search for rocks. He'd spent hours researching this guitar, ordering it from a company in New York, his face full of quiet pleasure as Paul lifted it reverently from the box.